Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You ready for this?
Oh, I'm very ready. I'm so excited. Okay, ready?
You ready?
Three, two, one.
Now here's a look at what's sunny across Central Florida on 105.9 Sunny FM. Here's your host, Michael Rafferty.
The Global Peace Film Festival celebrates its 17th year in Orlando from September 16th through the 22nd at various locations throughout Orlando, Maitland, and Winter Park. And here once again to tell us all about it is the festival director, Nina Strike. Nina, thanks for being on Sunny Across Central Florida.
Great to be with you.
All right, so 17 years, wow.
17, we're almost legal.
Exactly. And it coincides with the anniversary of Woodstock.
Yes, the 50th.
Right, so you have a special, besides the films, you have a special thing.
Yeah. Groovy artwork.
Right.
Yes.
By whom?
Actually, it's by Shannon Larimer of Larimer & Company, who does our branding, and he is amazing.
Yeah.
And it's his drawing of Jimi Hendrix. And the reason for it, besides the 50th anniversary of Woodstock, is that we have at City Arts in downtown Orlando an exhibit of artwork by Jimi Hendrix.
Oh, wow. I didn't know he was an artist.
Who did?
I mean, a drawing.
I know. I didn't either until I met the person, somebody who owns quite a lot of his art. And so we will be showing it. When he grew up, before he became a musician, he drew a lot. And as a musician, when he was, you know, touring and whatever he was doing, he always had a sketch pad in his hands. So that's what we're showing is some of his work.
And of course, you're showing the films.
And many films. We have 38 films.
From all over the world.
Including right here.
And right. I wanted to talk about that because you usually have three or four from Central Florida. Let's talk about those first.
We have a film called Marching Forward by Lisa Mills, and it's about high school marching bands, one from Edgewater High, and it's history film, one from Edgewater High, one from Jones High School. And in 1964, the two marching band leaders got together to put a group together to play at the 1964 World's Fair in New York.
Oh, wow.
And this was a life-changing experience for all involved. There's a film about body image by a Rollins professor that's playing with another film that's about the impact of social media on children. You know, how you have your phone with you all
the
time.
Exactly.
You're addicted to your phone. So that's another of the shorts. There's a film called For They Know Not What They Do. And this is a documentary about the intersection of religion, particularly Christianity, and gender identity. And one of the stories is a local story of a young man and his family, a Catholic family, and dealing with, in expected and unexpected ways, with this young man coming out. The film also includes a couple of stories of transgender young people and their families. It's really about the families. So the director, who will be here, he lives in Germany. He'll be here for the festival, but one of the main producers is also a local. So we've had Dan, the directors, we've had two of his films in the festival before, and Sherry Heitker-Dixon, the producer, has been with us every year.
We have several film festivals in Central Florida.
Many.
Yeah, okay, many. The word many.
Yes.
How is Global Peace Film Fest different from those?
We're very different. First of all, our focus is on engaging audiences to learn about and be inspired by the kinds of films that we show and to actually act on that, to do something about what they've seen. Our taglines have been, "It starts here." That's been our running tagline throughout the history of the festival because we want people to see the films and go, "Hey, I might want to do something about that." And another of the local films, this is a very short film in a short film program, is called The New Gatherers, and it's about the local community picking up trash, picking up plastic bottles and other plastic and other garbage on riverbanks, on beaches, and in the sides of roads and stuff. That's something everybody can participate in, and we want to be proud of the way it looks in our communities. And so that's an easy thing that people can do to help.
And that one's a really, really short film. I mean,
that one's 2 minutes.
Two minutes, yeah.
Yes. And of course, the filmmaker will be with us because he lives right here. And there are plenty of opportunities to join him and other people in his mission to clean up, you know, to get garbage off the streets, beaches, rivers.
The film festival is great because you get to see films that you probably wouldn't get a chance
right,
to see.
Definitely.
And especially in this case.
And also, yeah. Right, very much especially in this case. But also, you don't only see the films, but you see them with the people who made them or the people who are in them, so that you actually get to interact with what you've seen. It becomes a more interactive experience than just going to a film in a movie theater.
Exactly. And your films, I won't say no, all films don't have a point. All films have a point, but it's
we hope.
It's more.
Yes.
It's more in your case because you have an issue. You have
right,
a point of view.
Right. But we look at it in a very holistic way. We look at it. We don't want to clobber people over the head. We want to give people ideas. We want to entertain people as well. I mean, we have a film that I'm really excited about called Travel Ban, Make America Laugh Again, which is a funny film. It's about comedians of Middle Eastern descent and what goes on with them. One of the comedians, he's Middle Eastern. He's from the Middle East now. American citizen, married to a Mormon.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
You should hear his reaction to that because that's exactly, it's like, wow. So it's a funny film, and a lot of people think when they see the title Global Peace Film Festival, oh, that's going to be
right. It's this dour sort of issue.
But we always want to have enlightening, uplifting, and funny films. Not always. I mean, most of them are not funny.
No. And we were talking about the films from Central Florida, but it's global. So
yeah,
talk about some of the films from around the world.
Well, we have one film that I know a lot of people will be interested in. It's called Catching Giants. It's about giraffes. Giraffes are not on the endangered species list, but they're close to getting to, their population is being decimated. And so this is about people working to save the giraffes in Africa. September 20th, which is the Friday of the festival, there has been called as a children's global climate strike day. There's a Swedish young teenage activist who has been striking from school every Friday. She sits in front of the Swedish parliament, and news of what she's been doing has gone around the world and people have joined her. And so Friday, the 20th of September, has been called for this global children's climate strike day. And in support of that, all the films we're showing on Friday are about the climate, or some way related to climate change or the climate or the environment, environmentalism. And so a lot of those are from around the world. There's an Australian film about permaculture. There's a Belgian film also about a different aspect of permaculture. And then Catching Giants. So all kinds of things.
It's very easy to see the films, too, because not only can you go see them in a theater, and there's lots of different theaters, or just a place that's showing it, not necessarily a theater.
Right. Most of them aren't traditional theaters.
Right. You can also see them online.
Actually, the online festival is entirely different films. And this year we have almost 50 films online,
wow,
mostly short. So
right,
you don't need a lot of time, and they're available 24/7. You don't even have to log on. You just sort of go to peacefilmfest.org, which is our website. And there's a drop down menu under the 2019 festival tab that says online festival or online films. And you can read descriptions of them now. When the festival starts on September 16th, they'll all be available to click on and watch those films, almost 50 of them. Some of them are really short, some of them are longer, and you can watch them from anywhere on any device. They'll be streaming. So that's in addition to the films that we have here. The films we have in person are not online.
So that's good.
So you got to come out.
Yes, right. There you go. Along with the films, though, you have a couple of events that are actually free to the public.
Well, first of all, there's the Jimi Hendrix Art, which is at City Arts in downtown Orlando. That opens on third Thursday, which is September 19th. That'll be running whenever City Arts is in their opening open hours. And not only through the end of the festival, but into early mid-October. There's also the kindergarten to 12th grade piece art exhibit, and that's in the Rotunda at City Hall in Orlando. And that's the artwork of Orange County Public School children from kindergarten all the way up to 12th grade. And they are so talented. I love this exhibit because the ideas and the work of these young people is just beautiful. And then we have on Friday, September 20th, from 6 to 8 p.m., it's actually a shopping party. It's free to go to, but we hope people will spend money because and do their early Christmas shopping at 10,000 Villages on Park Avenue and two doors down, the Spice and Tea Exchange on Park Avenue. Some of our filmmakers will be there. They'll be wandering in and out. And then just it's a nice play. There'll be refreshments, you know, light refreshments, and anything that people buy, a percentage gets donated to the festival. So it's helpful for us. September 21st is the United Nations International Day of Peace. And on Saturday morning, in collaboration with the Peace and Justice Institute at Valencia College, there's a Peace Day in the park in Central Park, Winter Park. How many times can you get park into a sentence?
A lot, apparently.
So anyway, 9 to 12, there will be yoga, meditation, fun activities. There will be, I think there's face painting. There will be live music. And closer to 12 o'clock, everybody who's there will gather into a giant peace sign, human peace sign. And there will be pictures, overhead pictures of the giant peace sign in Central Park. The more people that come, the more people that participate in it, the bigger the peace sign will be.
Uh-huh. And the thing that's really good, another thing that's good about this festival is it's all over the place, spread out.
Yeah.
What are some of the locations that we can see the films?
So the main locations are Rollins College at Bush Auditorium and SunTrust Auditorium and right across the street at the Winter Park Library. But we have a couple of special screenings at the LGBT Center on Mills Avenue, at the Holocaust Memorial Resource and Education Center in Maitland. And I'm very excited about both the film we're showing here and the location. We're showing the last film of the festival. The film is called The Remix, Hip Hop X Fashion. And we're showing it at the Bronze Kingdom in Fashion Square Mall. And I don't know if you know or if your listeners know the Bronze Kingdom. It's an amazing museum gallery of African art, both ancient and modern.
So this is a lot of stuff. And it's
a lot of stuff.
Not just film, there's artists, arts and artists, and, but tickets. Now, we talked about this last time. What's the best way to do it? Now, you can just walk up to each place and buy a ticket, but the best way is to get that pass.
Is to get that pass.
Yeah.
And there are three different passes. You just go to our website, peacefilmfest.org. Right on the homepage, there's a place to click on for passes. There are three different passes you can get. The best one is the $199 pass that gets you into the opening night film and gala, as well as everything throughout the festival, and also an invitation to a private filmmaker party on the Saturday night of the festival. There's another pass that's $99 that gets you into every film in the festival, just not the opening night gala. It gets you into the film, but not the gala. And you don't get the filmmaker party for that one either. And then probably the most economical pass is the weekend pass that gets you into all screenings Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. You can go to 9 different films on that if you go to everything on the weekend pass.
And remember, the films aren't all features. They could be short, but they'd be grouped together, right?
Well, we have some shorts programs. So we have one program that has 4 films in it, and that's a single program. We have one that has 3 films in it, and then several that have a short film with a feature. And then we also show a lot of films that may be only an hour long, but then we have a discussion afterwards because the filmmaker will be there. You know, some of the filmmakers are still making their arrangements, but so far we know about almost half of the films will have a filmmaker representing them. And then sometimes people, if the filmmaker can't make it, they'll call in. And this is always fun with the technology. I do totally low tech. Call them on my cell phone, put my cell phone on speaker, stick it up to a microphone. But it works.
Yeah, it does.
And
that's the best part of it, though, when you get to talk or listen to the filmmaker.
Exactly.
Yeah. Or question them.
That's
even
the different, you know, that's what every film festival has that.
Yeah.
And that's the joy of film festivals, is you get to meet the people who make the films.
So it's the 17th annual Global Peace Film Festival at various locations in Central Florida. Here's what you do, because we talked about a lot of things here. Go to peacefilmfest.org, right? Peacefilmfest.org. peacefest.org. It's a great website. You can find out how to get your passes. The best way to go is to get a pass of some sort. That way, you can just go to the different locations and walk right in, and you don't have to worry about it, right?
Right.
All the activities are on the website. You can go to all the events and meet the filmmakers and the people in the film. What do you got to lose? It's a great way to spend a weekend, and it has things that are inside and things that are outside, so it's perfect. So it's the 17th Annual Global Peace Film Festival. Well, Nina Strike, thank you so much for being on Sunny Across Central Florida.
Great to be on.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.